Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Tuesday, January 11th. What to know about ongoing security talks between the U.S. and Russia, and how many at-home COVID tests insurance companies must cover each month for each American starting this weekend. Also, a first-of-its-kind surgery. Doctors hope a pig's heart will save a human's life. Plus, the new college football champs, what happened on the NFL's so-called Black Monday, and why you may really want to keep the change the next time you get a quarter. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. This week, diplomats from all over the world are working to convince Russia not to invade an American ally. American and Russian officials kicked things off by talking for nearly 8 hours yesterday, but not much got accomplished in those talks since both sides reportedly stuck to their demands. On the American side, the U.S. wants Russia to prove it does not intend to invade Ukraine. Russian officials have denied having any big takeover plans, but U.S. officials are not convinced. So they're demanding Russia move its troops away from the Ukrainian border, among other things. Meanwhile, Russia's top demand is a guarantee that the NATO alliance will not expand any further east. But NATO continues to say it has an open-door policy, and leaders are calling that a non-starter for now. There will be two more high-profile talks on this topic later in the week. Still, top U.S. officials say they're not confident any of these meetings will end up with a breakthrough. In fact, they're concerned Russia may be using the talks as a reason to invade Ukraine once their demands are rejected. So there's a backup plan. The U.S. and European allies are preparing tough economic sanctions meant to deter Russia from invading Ukraine. To be continued. It turns out 2021 was one of the hottest years in American history. A new report from the government agency NOAA says it was the fourth hottest year in the United States. Only 2012, 2016, and 2017 were warmer. Last year, the warmth was fueled by a record hot summer. December also ranked as the warmest on record, dating back to 1895. Overall, every state in the continental U.S. recorded above-average temperatures. The U.S. also saw a series of severe weather events last year. NOAA says 2021 brought the second highest number of extreme disasters in history. Remember, Portland, Oregon dealt with an extreme heat wave with temperatures reaching 116 degrees. Also, wildfires swept across the West. Texas reported deadly ice storms. The Midwest saw tornadoes for the first time in December. Four hurricanes caused extensive damage and more. NOAA counted 20 events that each cost more than $1 billion. Altogether, they caused $145 billion in damages. If you have private insurance, you'll soon be able to get 8 at-home COVID-19 tests every month for free. That's part of a new policy the White House unveiled yesterday. It says insurance companies will have to start covering the costs this weekend, and they'll really be free for customers as long as each test does not cost more than $12. That means you won't even have to pay a deductible, co-insurance, or copayment. Some insurance companies are setting up deals with certain pharmacies so people will be able to get the test without paying upfront. With others, you'll likely have to pay for it, then submit a claim to get your money back. And we should note, the new policy only applies to private insurance, so not Medicare. But Medicaid does already cover some at-home tests. This whole thing is on top of a new website that's expected to come out soon, where Americans will be able to request free at-home tests be mailed to them. Officials will send out 500 million of them with no upfront costs starting this month. The CDC has been sharing more info lately about how kids are holding up when it comes to COVID-19. More are ending up in the hospital now. Specifically, the CDC says these days an average of 830 children are getting admitted into hospitals with COVID-19 every day. And that is the highest rate since the start of the pandemic. But kids under 18 make up less than 5% of all new daily hospital admissions for COVID-19. So that's lower than any other age group still. Of course, school administrators are considering all of this as they decide whether to keep their campuses open or whether to enforce any new rules. The closure tracker Burbio reported more K-12 schools decided to stop in-person learning because of COVID-19 last week than any other week so far this school year. The number was impacted by the third largest school district in the country, Chicago Public Schools. Students there have been out of class the last 4 days because of negotiations between city and school district leaders and the teachers union, all about health protocols. But they've now made a deal, and kids in Chicago are set to return to class tomorrow. Thousands of other schools have also reopened this week. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. If you follow us on Instagram, then you may already know my family got COVID the week after Christmas. It came from my son's childcare. Thankfully, we are all better now, but it caused me to deal with some extra worry and mom guilt. One thing that helped is the MamaZen app. I've always enjoyed meditation, but had gotten out of the habit since having our baby and just feeling extra busy. So MamaZen made it easy to get back into it. I just put in headphones, close my eyes, and listen. It uses science-based techniques to teach how to react with more love and patience and calm, and will even create a personalized program for you. I can tell a difference in how I feel right away after just a few minutes of listening. And I really want you to try MamaZen and see for yourself how much better you can feel as a mom. Go to your App Store or Google Play and download MamaZen today. That's MamaZen, M-A-M-A-Z-E-N. Right now, you can use the promo code NEWS, and that code will unlock your free 30-day trial so you can try MamaZen for yourself. Mama, and all parents out there, your mental and emotional well-being is the most important thing for you, your kids, and your family. So don't postpone it any longer. It was a last-ditch effort to save a man's life. For the first time, U.S. surgeons successfully transplanted a pig heart into a human. And 3 days after the surgery, doctors say the patient is doing well. The University of Maryland Medical Center said the man desperately needed a heart transplant, but was told he's ineligible for a traditional one. So to save his life, the FDA gave the hospital the green light to transplant a genetically modified pig heart. And so far, so good. Though the doctors say the next few weeks are critical. In the past, these transplants have failed because the patient's bodies quickly reject the animal organ. So why might this time be different? This particular pig heart came from a gene-edited animal engineered to eliminate the sugar that causes the issue. While it's too soon to know if the heart will work long-term, it's another big step in the decades-long effort to use animal organs to save human lives. Still, some question if this should be allowed, even if it's possible. Researchers are working now to come up with ethics and policy recommendations for future clinical trials. The Georgia Bulldogs are officially national college football champions. They won the title for the first time in more than four decades when they beat Alabama last night. It was a real come-from-behind win, too, since Alabama was leading at halftime. But the game really started heating up in the fourth quarter. With just over 8 minutes left in the game, Georgia's quarterback threw a 40-yard touchdown, putting the Bulldogs in the lead. After that, Georgia scored two more touchdowns, and the team's defense stopped Alabama from scoring anymore. The Bulldogs beat the Crimson Tide 33-18. So Alabama won't be back-to-back champions after all. As expected, that set off a wild celebration by the Georgia fans who packed the stadium in Indianapolis. And already a parade is being planned back home in Athens, Georgia. It's scheduled for this Saturday. Several NFL coaches are now out of a job. It's well known the day after the league's regular season ends is one that coaches dread. It's when teams start firing coaches for not performing like the team wanted. It even has a nickname, Black Monday. Well, three teams fired their coaches on Black Monday this year, and more pink slips could be coming. In perhaps the biggest shock of the day, the Miami Dolphins cut head coach Brian Flores. This was surprising because the Dolphins won 8 of their last 9 games. ESPN says Flores is now expected to be a top candidate somewhere else. Then there was the Minnesota Vikings. They fired head coach Mike Zimmer. He was the third winningest coach in the Vikings' history, but the team had a record of 8-9 this season with no playoff appearance, so he got the boot along with the general manager. Also, the Chicago Bears fired head coach Matt Nagy. This was perhaps the least surprising move since Nagy was under fire for most of the season. Even though he was voted NFL Coach of the Year just 3 years ago, it seems this season's 6-11 record was enough for the Bears to pull the trigger. And both Nagy and his general manager were fired yesterday. Lastly, let's talk about the New York Giants. They went 4-13 this season, so a lot of fans agreed it was time to make some changes. Their general manager was let go, and the fate of the Giants head coach, Joe Judge, is still up in the air. Bottom line, we can expect to see some new faces on the sidelines this fall. In a video game mega merger, the owner of Grand Theft Auto bought the owner of Farmville and Words with Friends in a $12.7 billion deal. We're talking about Take-Two and Zynga. Take-Two's chief executive says this is a chance for what the industry calls crossplay, among other things. Crossplay is where people can play the same games on a phone or video game console or a PC. So, for example, if you're on an Xbox but your friend is on a PC, you can still play the game together on your different devices. The merger marks the latest instance where a large game maker buys companies with mobile and social networking expertise to help expand its lineup. The deal does not officially close until mid-year. You might want to start checking out your quarters. You could end up with a special one with the face of the late poet and activist Maya Angelou on it. The U.S. Mint started shipping them yesterday. It's part of the program called the American Woman Quarters. This makes Angelou the first Black woman to ever appear on the coin. Four other American trailblazing women will be featured on new quarters this year as well, like the first woman in space, Sally Ride. The other quarters will begin rolling out later this year and go through 2025. Heads up, you'll still see George Washington on the head side of the quarter. These historic women are going to be featured on the tail side. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor. When it comes to sprucing up your wardrobe this season and looking and feeling your best, Stitch Fix has you covered. You can say goodbye to endless browsing, which is a waste of time, and hello to fresh picks curated for your taste and size. Because you take a style quiz, Stitch Fix caters what it recommends to you. And with Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can discover and instantly buy items based on your style, no subscription required. I love getting the recommendations because there are options that fit what I'm already comfortable wearing, plus options that I still like but are perhaps something I would not pick out on my own. In fact, one of our producers told me she loves it because she's able to see examples of outfits, making it so much easier to pinpoint what kinds of clothes she would actually wear. And Stitch Fix has clothes for any occasion and free shipping and returns. So join us and get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, how many times was Martin Luther King Jr. arrested? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at newsworthypod. Look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, movie star Tom Cruise considered pursuing a career in what sport before being injured? The answer is wrestling. Yep, he excelled so much as a high school wrestler that he thought about going pro, but he hurt his knee in high school. And as he was recovering from the injury, he decided to audition for the school production of Guys and Dolls. And he got the role. After that, he decided he wanted to be an actor. Still, his wrestling training did not go to waste. From Tom Gunn to the Mission Impossible franchise, Cruise has become well-known for doing his own stunts. He's a self-proclaimed adrenaline junkie and has done everything from scaling the world's largest building to hanging off the side of a plane mid-air. We can probably plan on seeing more of his action-packed stunts later this year. The highly anticipated remake of Top Gun comes to theaters in May. And the seventh, yes, seventh, Mission Impossible movie is slated for the fall. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.